It's called intermodal shipping, where containers go from one mode of transportation, like a semi-truck, to another mode, in this case a train. It's been used for years, especially on cross-country trips, but Schneider's vice president for intermodal transportation says railroads have made infrastructure improvements in recent years. Steve Van Kirk says that means it's now more economically feasible on shorter hauls of a few hundred miles.
Normally, intermodal had focused upon shipments from, say, Los Angeles to Chicago or Los Angeles, you know, to the Northeast. And what's happened is, as reliability and service has improved, we've concluded that we can deliver very effective solutions on shorter lengths of haul.
On the East Coast, Schneider will exclusively use the rail company CSX. By piggybacking on trains, Van Kirk says customers will save from 10% to 15% on shipping costs. It also means Schneider will need fewer long-haul drivers, but Van Kirk says there are no plans to lay off drivers.
There's a fair amount of demand for over-the-road drivers. It's an area that there's clearly been a shortage of drivers over the years. But what you will see is probably a growth in hiring of intermodal drivers that are operating in and out of a ramp.
Van Kirk lists the benefits of intermodal transportation, including reduced fuel consumption in an age of fluctuating diesel prices. Also, deliveries will be made more quickly, with a shipment going from Chicago to Florida in about 3 days, where it may have taken a week or more over the road. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.